good morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you are. This is Neville Mind Tricks. Social distancing before social distancing was cool. Thank you very much. Today we're going to keep it short, possibly.
What's going on here?
I know a couple longer episodes there. So today I'm going to talk about reading, writing. Reading, writing. So Neville lectures. Somebody made a comment the other day. They said that Neville's written lectures were a lot better than his spoken ones. And by written lectures could have been his books, that sort of thing. And obviously everyone's entitled to their opinion. But it's something worth looking into because I know everyone is drawn to different things and have different backgrounds and blah, yada, 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 you know, all the corporate stuff. But like for me, I sweet, short, to the point, and audio for me is the best game in town. Personally, true confessions, I don't like to read anything unless it's super short and sweet or I have the audio to go along. That's just me. Whatever. It is what it is. But that's a beauty with Neville and what he has out there in the Neville sphere, if you will. So he has some lectures that are in audio and in print, where you could find the audio on whatever streaming service you have, listen to the lecture, and then you could look up the lecture and follow along that way. He also has lectures which are only in audio. And by audio here, in the first example and in this example, I mean audio in his voice, audio in Neville's voice. So he has some lectures that are only in audio, but you can't find it anywhere in print. Sure, it's easy to transcribe and maybe it's out there and just requires some digging to find, but it's not something that I've found or others have found readily available. It's not something you could just look up and it pops up. Depending on what you're using to listen to the lecture, maybe there's an option to pull up the transcription, in which case that works. Obviously, there's going to be some typos and this, that, and the other thing, but if you have the wisdom and the smarts, you could kind of figure out what was said anyway. All right. The other thing is print and other audio. So it's a Neville lecture where you read, you could read it, but you don't really have an audio. And if you do have the audio, it's not in Neville's voice. Call me a skeptic, if you will. Some of these lectures, you know they're Neville, and then other ones, I'm kind of torn as to whether or not this was something Neville said or if it was something that a student of his made mention of. Either way, you know, it's something to think about there, but I think there is some value because I've come across some things that I'm like, I don't know, this doesn't really sound like Neville. It might be, I don't know. There's really no way to find out. With the internet, people could pretty much do whatever they say. And I know there are some of his students, I can't think of her name, Louise Berlay, there it is, Louise Berlay, that did some writing and she put her spin and Neville's spin and some pretty good information of read / listen to it a time or two, and not too bad. And then there's the print only, where it's only in print. You can't find the audio version of anyone reading it there. Nobody's gotten to it yet. I'm sure it's on somebody's list, possibly. But there you have it. You have in Neville's voice audio in print where you could follow along. You have just audio in Neville's voice. You have the print that allegedly Neville wrote that someone read the writing, and then you have Neville print only. Play around with this if you haven't already. See what works for you. That's where some of these good, deep learnings lie. There's a joke where folks like me, regardless of how much Neville I've learned and been exposed to, I like to make the comment that, hey, I've forgotten more Neville than some of these people know. And that's usually when I crack at the millennials, the 2-year-olds, 12-year-olds, kids that go to daycare and with my son that have these Neville channels. I've forgotten more Neville than they know. And that's not that I just forget and I'm forgetful. It's because there's so much out there that you're exposed to something, you write it down, you read, talk about it, and then you don't really think about it. So it's out of sight, out of mind, and then you reread it and comes again or read something else. So today's Neville Mind Trick is to explore Neville's voice audio, print audio, or allegedly what Neville wrote, which may or may not have been read by somebody else. Caring is sharing. If you found value, feel free to share this podcast with family, friends, strangers, whatnot. 'Tis the season, a good free gift to someone. Hey, check out this Neville Mind Tricks guy. Pretty interesting. 300 plus episodes worth of content. And he may know a thing or two about a thing or two. He might not. I don't know. It's up to you, your opinion. And for now, let us go into a silence. A silence where you know that there's going to be music. Music that complements your increased knowledge and understanding of Neville. Something new that you've never heard of before, or something new that you've heard of before, but are now looking at a different perspective, a different angle. Enjoy.